Welcome to the Midlife Reinvention Podcast. I'm your host, Kavita, and the founder of Power Purpose Play, a global community of women in midlife. I'm here to tell you that it's your time now to rediscover what has always been inside of you and bring that out into the world. If you're wondering what's next, but don't know quite what that is, or if you feel a twinge in your heart telling you that you have so much more to do and so much more to offer, you're in the right place. Ask yourself, if not now, when? Do you want to leave your job? Start your own business? Take control of your health? Reignite the passion in your marriage? Write that book, or at least that first chapter? Transitions like this can be daunting, but through listening to my story and interviews with incredible women every week, I hope to inspire you to take action. I rediscovered myself after the age of 50, and I know you can too. It's my time now to help you do just that. I'm so excited you're here. Let's dive in. Hi, my dear friend, and welcome to the final episode of this year of the Midlife Reinvention Podcast. I hope you're doing really well and are having a beautiful holiday season, however you celebrate it. The point of this time of year really is to spend time with those you love and to reflect on all that has passed this year, as well as to think about what you want for the upcoming year. We've had the opportunity to spend quality time with our sons and our sisters and nieces and nephews, which was really wonderful. And we enjoyed each another's company so much, and it reminded me of how appreciative I am of so many things. We've reached an important milestone in this podcast with over 100 episodes now, and I am so excited to share that come the new year, I will be coming in every week with solo episodes, interspersed with interview episodes, and I'd like to share more about exactly what I mean by reinvention at any age, and how we can practically and positively move forward in our lives, how we can figure out what we want in our careers, our health, in our relationships, and so many other things. So stay tuned for slightly different formats, which many of you have shared that you would prefer hearing more of me and some shorter and solo episodes. So I'm going to bring that to you in the new year. I will be taking a short break, but we'll be back with all wonderful things for you. And as always, feel free to reach out to me to discuss your current situation and what plans or dreams you have for yourself in 2024. I'm available for a free call for you to also discuss how coaching with me can move you forward more quickly than you'd be able to do so on your own. So for today, I'd like to focus on a message that I've shared many times through this podcast and which I believe is so important it needs to be repeated. And that is to be in the present moment and enjoy each moment of your life. Whatever has passed is gone, and whatever you may be called future is really only imagined. It is here now, here is. That doesn't mean we don't enjoy our memories of the past or plan for the future, but the more we live each moment and decide how that moment will unfold, the more life becomes beautiful. Today, I'd like to briefly discuss how in each moment we can choose what type of energy we bring to the situation. Have you ever thought about the energy which connects us all? There is some force, something which attracts some people to others and repels others. Why, for example, do we find ourselves in situations, or why do we meet seemingly random people who end up changing the trajectory of our lives? I do believe in the law of attraction, and that is based on the idea that our thoughts create our reality. If we choose positive thoughts, more positive things will come to us. And if our thoughts are negative, negative things will happen. So we really can choose our circumstances in every moment by changing our thoughts. Our thoughts influence our emotions and therefore our actions. How do you feel about that? According to my training as a core energy coach, you can increase your ability to shift your own energy and the energy of those around you. When you do that, you really will help inspire and motivate yourself and others, and you feel a greater sense of purpose, You get more done with much less effort and stress, and you constantly attract positive and powerful people towards you and success towards you. So for all practical purposes, there are two kinds of energy. There's anabolic energy and there's catabolic energy. Anabolic energy describes that energy that is constructive and expanding and healing and growth-oriented. It helps you move towards achieving positive and long-term successful results and is useful in leading others in the same direction. Using anabolic energy allows you to have a more complete and conscious view of what is going on around you, and it allows you to move more towards solutions and innovations. Catabolic energy, on the other hand, is a draining type of energy. It's resisting and contracting energy. While it does provide you with an energetic boost to combat what you perceive to be a stressful fit situation to get through the immediate stress, it also is distracting and acts like a blinder through which you can only see a limited view of a situation. And that just reduces the choices available to you. So it may offer some short-term benefits, but on a long-term basis, having this catabolic energy actually affects you mentally, emotionally, and physically, and is potentially destructive to you and those around you. Research has actually shown that the most successful leaders in the life are those with very high levels of anabolic energy. And those who lead using catabolic energy, can get results in the short term. However, they cannot sustain that success. So no matter who you are or what you do in life, increasing your anabolic energy levels will help you perform better, whatever you do. So how do we practically do this? How do we practically increase our anabolic energy on a daily basis? The first step is to actually recognize what type of energy you have in certain situations or with certain people. There are actually 7 levels of energy described in my training, which go from catabolic to higher levels of anabolic energy. And there is an assessment called the Energy Leadership Index Assessment, or ELI, which actually can measure and provide insights into how you show up in various aspects of your life. It measures your levels of these different 7 levels of energy, and it measures your potential leadership ability by these different levels of energy or levels of consciousness and your awareness of who you are and what life is about. It also shows your and measures your energetic stress reaction so that you can recognize it and, if desired, modify that reaction in times of stress. The ELI is surprisingly accurate and informative and really provides an understanding of how you show up every day and in times of stress. By knowing this, you can increase your positive or anabolic energy on a daily basis. This goes back to what I said earlier about enjoying every moment, and every moment an interaction presents the opportunity to lead and have a positive impact on others. So if you're interested in these concepts about the anabolic and catabolic energy levels and how they interact, as well as the 7 levels of energy and what the ELI is and what it measures, reach out to me. I'm certified to administer the ELI, and I provide a debrief on the results, which can often really be quite mind-blowing and boggling in terms of its accuracy. So my friend, I leave you with this. You get to choose how you show up, what thoughts you think, what emotions you feel, and as a result, what actions you take. My question is, how are you going to show up? I love this poem by an unknown author, which I think is so appropriate for the coming year, and how you show up for it. I believe in you. The question is, do you believe in yourself? This poem is called Dare to Believe, and it goes like this. Dare to believe. Everybody knows. You can't be all things to all people. You can't do all things all at once. You can't do all things equally well. You can't do all things better than everyone else. Your humanity is showing just like everyone else's. So you have to find out who you are and be that. You have to decide what comes first and do that. You have to discover your strengths and use them. You have to learn not to compete with others because no one else is in the contest of being you. Then you will have learned to accept your own uniqueness. You will have learned to set priorities and make decisions. You will have learned to give yourself the respect that is due, and you will be a most vital mortal. Dare to believe that you are a wonderful, unique person, that you are a once-in-all-history event, that it's more than a right, it's your duty to be who you are, that life is not a problem to solve, but a gift to cherish, and you'll be able to stay one up on what used to get you down. With that, my friend, I wish you a wonderful rest of the holiday season and the happiest of New Year to you and your loved ones. Remember, you are awesome and you can do this. Dare to believe. With love and light for a very happy New Year. See you in 2024. Take care.